that the law was insufficient, that the Constitution was insufficient, that the elected authorities, not having the common good in mind, were not going to pursue the values of justice and equality, and so the people had to do things for themselves and organize for themselves and act for themselves. And I learned something about power, I think, and that is that power does not, it's attributed to Mao, but of course it's a belief of heads of state, of heads of powerful state. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun, right? Power does not come out of a barrel of a gun. Death comes out of a barrel of a gun. But there is a power that ordinary people possess who don't have the guns, who don't have the money, but a power that can be created by ordinary people who organize, who get together, who form a resistance movement, who decide to stop a war, who decide to end racial segregation. There's a power there which at first, in its early stages, seems utterly unable to change things, which seems pitiful in its inadequacy, and yet which, if persisted in, can make tumultuous changes in the situation. And I learned that simply by being in the civil rights movement in early stages when those places in Alabama and Mississippi where it looked hopeless. And why were people struggling? Why are people doing this? Not only are the local authorities against us, the federal government is standing by watching while people are being beaten and killed. And what do we have? And then seeing that grow and seeing that develop. And the same thing with the anti-war movement. Again, a movement which, how are you going to stop the greatest military power on earth from deciding that it is going to establish its control over a small area of Southeast Asia, because that is important in this great battle that is going on in the world between these two forces? How is an anti-war movement going to affect the will of the United States of America? It looked absolutely hopeless. And I remember being in the speaking at the first anti-Vietnam War meeting that took place on the Boston Common in the spring of 1965, when the massive dispatch of troops to Vietnam had begun and the bombing of North Vietnam had begun in earnest. We had our first meeting on the Boston Common against the Vietnam War, and 100 people showed up. Yeah, about that many. That little bunch of people over there showed up. We were almost outnumbered by the police.